You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Sarah Griffin with the great organization Lunch with a Purpose. Good evening, Sarah. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing well. If it's Wednesday, it's time. I love how you put it up on your Facebook page. Tune in to listen to us talk about this week's lunch special. Very clever.
Absolutely.
Very clever. What is the Lunch with a Purpose up to tomorrow at noon?
Very, very important. We are donating blood this week. Every 8 weeks, we schedule appointments with the Red Cross to give blood and remind everyone that everybody, well, not everybody can do it, but anyone that can, should. It can save up to 3 lives per donation, and it's quick, easy, and it can, you know, it's the most direct way that people can literally save a life.
Well, and every, I didn't realize you did this every 8 weeks.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
It's very important. That's the, you know, as frequently as they, you know, tell you to do it. And I was just reading some statistics online. You know, if you can start when you're 17 and, you know, up to, you know, say you do it every 8 weeks from, you know, 17, you know, by the time you're 50 years old, you've saved thousands of lives. You can, you know, be your very own superhero.
It's not just for the cookies and the orange juice then.
No, they're not always all they're cracked up to be. So you better be happy about the lives you can save to be there.
Oh, without question. And I was the beneficiary at one point of some blood that had been donated. So I know how important it is. And again, I just watched on Lunch with a Purpose on the Facebook page. I watched a little kind of a public service announcement that Todd Duckett did, one of the founders along with you, of Lunch with a Purpose. And I loved looking at that as well. He says, hey, it's easy. Look, I'm smiling. Just come on in, have it taken care of, and you're out of there.
Yep, definitely. And it's one of those things that, you know, even people that say they're afraid of needles, I mean, I bet a lot of them have gotten a tattoo or gotten their ear pierced, or, you know, you do what you have to do when it's something you want or when, you know, you don't have a choice. And hopefully, you know, they don't end up in the situation, you know, of being, you know, needing it. But, you know, the same thing, my dad passed away from cancer, and during his treatments, he needed blood transfusions. And, you know, when you're in that situation, you would do anything to help them. You know, we're asking the doctors, like, can we get blood? Wouldn't it be better if it came from a family member? And they don't even let you do that. So you just have to think, you know, anybody, any of the donations, blood donations that you do is going to somebody. You know, it means whether you don't see them, but it means the world to them.
Well, I absolutely, Sarah, I will attest to that. And we also know traditionally that in the spring and summer months, there's a bigger need for blood. I mean, people are out traveling and accidents happen sometimes and people are just being outside. So we know traditionally the Red Cross tells us that there's a bigger need for blood at this time of year, and we're there now.
Absolutely. And, you know, look at all of the natural and otherwise disasters going on, you know, in this country, the storms and, you know, in Japan with the, you know, the earthquake and tsunami, you know, it's that time of year for catastrophic weather things too. And it's the same thing, just raises the need and, you know, should raise the awareness of the importance of doing it.
Very much so. I had to be out of town for a family event last Sunday, so I missed the Battlefield Brawl, which was last week's Lunch with a Purpose, getting ready for that. From everything I've read and seen about it, it was a smashing success.
Yes, the weather was definitely a lot warmer this year. And, yeah, I think that, you know, everything that I've heard from everyone involved, they were, you know, very happy with how everything went. And every time I stopped by, and it definitely seemed like everybody was having fun. So.
Well, It was wonderful. We had Justin Kane on talking about the event that he spearheaded, and all the proceeds went to the Sparrow Pediatric Neurology Department. So it was a great event. Also, because I'm always perusing Facebook, I saw a lovely thank you from someone who that posted on your website thanking you for making dinner at the Ronald McDonald House this last weekend. And he said that they couldn't do what they do without help from groups like yours. So that has to feel awful good that people are appreciating this and taking a moment to tell you about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that actually, I was just the facilitator, and that was actually Gateway Community Services, which is an amazing local organization for troubled youth and runaways, the kids in their house there. They wanted to. They're the ones that, you know, said, we want to start helping out. We love to cook. What can we do? So they're the ones that made everything. They did an awesome job. They make the menu, and so that's who deserves all the credit for that. That's for sure.
Well, and I think it's interesting. It's that kind of event that a group like Lunch with a Purpose takes on so many different roles. You start trying, you know, attempting to do one thing, and you keep branching out and just simply filling needs when they come up.
Absolutely. Wherever the need is, that's where we'll be.
Well, and I love, I'm looking at your Facebook page right now, and it kind of gives a description of the organization. And if I may, it just says, one day during the week, we'll be donating our lunch hours to help a charitable organization. Join us in business dress or sweatpants as we give a little back to the community that gives so much. And that's really the whole idea behind it and where it all started. And it just continues and it gains momentum, it seems like, every week.
Yep, absolutely. And that's the thing. It's not, you know, write a check or, you know, give us your money. It's give of yourself, your time, your heart, and it can make a huge difference. That's what really will, you know, turn things around and help people.
So noon tomorrow, high noon, we're to be at the American Red Cross. Do you have a location for us?
Yes, it's the one just west of Frandor on Saginaw. The address is 1729 East Saginaw.
Very good. Sarah, thank you so much for your timing and letting us know about this week's lunch special, as it were, with Lunch with a Purpose. We look forward to hearing about next week and hope everybody can join in donating blood tomorrow. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sarah Griffin with Lunch with a Purpose tomorrow noon at the Red Cross west of Frandor, donating blood on the lunch hour. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.